Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Kevin Goff comes aboard the time machine as we travel all the way back to 2019. All right, Kevin, thanks for hanging out.
Glad to be here.
We have a fill-in here at the co-host chair, my friend Kevin Goff. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Jim.
And Patrick Foster is out today. He has some family stuffs to take care of, so that's okay. It comes up. Happens from time to time. I'm going to have some of that coming up as well, so he'll have other people in. My name is Jim Linehan, and this is Rockin' the Suburbs. And what we're going to do today, similar to yesterday, is we're going to catch up on a few stragglers to our 2019 favorite music calls. We got you'll hear here, I'm gonna read you some emails. We got some people who swear they emailed us before the deadline and like the email didn't go through. It's kind of like the dog ate my homework, right? Like, I swear I turned that assignment in, teacher, you just didn't receive it, right? Mm-hmm. It's stuck
just
in my album
back.
Yeah, that's right. So we're gonna honor that. We're going to get them on the show and send them out the mixtape. I'm going to start here by reading this quick email from Kevin Clement of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He says, "Hey, everyone, I thought I sent this on December 18th, but apparently the email did not go through. Fingers crossed it works this time. I appreciate you giving me another chance, but since it was not sent by the deadline, don't worry about the mixtape. Rules are rules." Thank you so much for including me in the podcast. We'll send you a tape there, Kevin. You've been listening for a long time. And your name is Kevin. That's right. Got to get him something too, right?
Yeah, and if you don't get one, just hit me up. I think I still have a dub machine in my garage somewhere. I'll make you a copy.
All right, very good. All right, here's Kevin Clement.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Clement from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was calling in regards to our favorite songs and albums of 2019. And first, I wanted to go and list, there's a lot of great albums that came out this year. Some of them I learned about from the pod. Some of them I learned about from some of the friends from the podcast, especially the ones from the Everyday playlist. Give y'all a shout out. But a lot of the albums, I could have chose any one of these. They're all really good albums. But ones that came out, Molly Tuttle, Total Strangers, Tyler Childers, Jason Hawk Harris, and Justin Towns Earl. Both of those I talked about in a previous episode. Sunvolt had a great album. Bruce Springsteen, everybody knows that one. Vampire Weekend, Charlie Bliss, Jenny Lewis, New Pornographers had a really good new one. Yola, there's a bunch of them. I'm probably missing some, but those are just off the top of my head. The ones I'm going to talk about today are my favorite song of 2019 is a song called Everything, and it's from the Dolly Rots off of their album Daydream Explosion. They're a husband and wife team out of Florida. They do all of their albums on their own record label, you know, very pop punk, power punk, very good music. Give that song a listen. Really, really good. It explodes from the beginning of the song all the way to the end. It's just nothing but pure energy. Really great song. Now, for my favorite album of the year is a complete opposite direction. I went more with a classic country, kind of poppy artist. Her name is Michaela Ann. She has an album out this year called Desert Dove. It's her third album. She's originally from New York. She moved down to Nashville to do her first two albums. And this third album, she went out to California, got some really great artists to play in her band, you know, to record this album. Some really great musical landscapes in this song. It's beautiful, beautiful. The songs are not really like earth-shattering type lyrics. They're more, you know, love, love lost, that, you know, your traditional country song material. But they are really good lyrics, but the music is just absolutely beautiful. Honestly, I couldn't choose a song off of this album, so I chose two, and y'all can just choose one and just go with it. One that's more of a slower tune is called Tattered, Torn, and Blue, and Crazy. It's a really, really beautiful song. And the other one is called I'm Not the Fire. It's a little bit more up-tempo, a lot more kind of fun song. Well, not a real fun song, but really good song. So definitely recommend, you know, giving those a listen. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everybody had a great holiday season, and hope everyone has a great new year. Thank y'all so much. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. And I have not listened to these yet. All right.
So this is it.
But he said that this first one by the Dolly Rots called Everything is going to be explosive. So are you ready?
All right. Husband and wife. I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. You gotta like that, right?
That was great. Yeah, I'm totally going back and listening to that band. Bands that come to mind, kind of their own hook to it, but go far back, like music-wise, Darling Buds is what came to mind.
Yep.
And actually, more vocals, I guess, is kind of that styling. And then Blink 182.
Oh, totally. Totally. They're definitely in that, like, pop punk, you know, genre,
loved it,
right?
Though.
Totally.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, too. They also, I was just looking at their bio. They started out on Lookout Records, which was Green Day's first label before they signed to a major. So yeah, it's in that style, right?
That's the beginning was very Green Day like.
Yeah, totally. I actually saw the Dolly Rots once.
Did you?
It was a few years ago, several years ago, I think. But I went to see the Go-Go's at Wolf Trap. And this was when the kids were little and we all went and sat on the lawn, you know, because Go-Go's are kid friendly kind of band, you know, it's the kind of thing little kids would like and dance to and all that kind of stuff. And the Dolly Rots were the opening band.
That's awesome.
So yeah, they're cool. They're cool. A lot of fun. All right. Now the other one he said was Michaela Ann, which is more country-ish, I guess. Mm-hmm. And there was a slow song or there was a more upbeat song. Which one do you prefer? What are you feeling like?
I like the upbeat. I mean, the Dolly Rots were...
We got to keep this going, Kevin?
Keep the party going.
So that song he recommended is called I'm Not the Fight. That's a nice tune.
It really was. I have a kind of a rule for myself when it comes to country music is that it must sound like country music.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of the kind of crossover pop country stuff, but that was
right.
That fit right in there. Earlier this year, it was probably the only other country music I listened to this past year was Sarah Shook, which came from this group.
Yeah.
And this would fit kind of into that. Yeah, definitely a unique sound. But
totally.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Totally. Now, you grew up in...
Georgia.
Okay.
Atlanta.
You weren't born in Georgia.
No, I was born in Ohio.
Right. And then, how old were you when you went to Georgia?
Four. So, okay. I consider myself a native Georgian.
So, was country music a big thing growing up for you?
It was. You know, when you're out at Stone Mountain watching the laser show, and, you know, we had every... It was also, you know, that's where I got into REM and all those bands, too. But, yeah, definitely. Definitely country's a big influence to anybody who's from the South.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get to the next call. All right. This one comes from Craig Rosen out in the LA area. And all he said here, he just emailed the recording to us and he said, better late than never, maybe.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, Craig Rosen here from Porter Ranch, the suburbs of Los Angeles. I'm way late on the best of 2019 thing. I'm hoping maybe you'll make an exception here because I'm going to mention a few albums that I don't think were mentioned at all, and all the wonderful lists that all the other listeners called up with or submitted. My number one album of 2019 is the Minus Fives Stroke Manor. And I'll tell you why. I mean, in the last few years, we've had these wonderful and very sad records by that sort of served as like the final word from David Bowie and Leonard Cohen. And there's even another Leonard Cohen one that I got to delve into. And even Purple Mountains with David Berman. And those are all great records, but they're all so sad because, of course, those people are no longer with us. Stroke Manor is Scott McCoy and the Minus Five. Scott had a stroke in 2017, and I interviewed him about it for Billboard. And, you know, it was just an insane story and very scary, sad story. He just basically collapsed on the street in San Francisco on a day off from the tour with Alejandro Escovedo and ended up in the hospital. And he could have died. But luckily, he pulled through. He had some people advocating for him, including Peter Buck, who made sure that he got the proper care that he needed. And while Scott was recovering and sort of getting his thoughts in together and, you know, coming to his senses, Peter gave him an iPod full of Beatles songs. And Scott, and a guitar, I think an acoustic guitar, and Scott started to, you know, listen to music and sketch out songs. But his brain was kind of scrambled still, so they came out really, you know, bizarre lyrics. When I interviewed him, he wasn't sure what he was going to do with those songs, but turned out that he made a record, and it's a pretty great record. I liked it when I first got it, but it really kicked in when I saw the Minus Five live. You know, there's like good pop songs on there. Like one of my favorites is Bleach Boys and Beach Girls, and you can see that sort of scrambled mindset there because probably had something to do with the Beach Boys, I take it. But the song that really kills me on that record is the last song on the album called Top Venom. It's kind of a ballady thing, confessional, and Scott is just basically recounting what it felt like to be in the hospital after experiencing a stroke. And it's really heavy stuff, and seeing it live, it just really hit me. Yeah, that band was great. I saw them in a little club in L.A. called the Bootleg Theater. The band, Peter Buck was in the band, and Mike Mills was also for that tour. And they did, of course, they did Don't Go Back to Rockville, which was a highlight, of course. But the end of the set with that song that I mentioned, Top Venom, and then they did an amazing cover of Neil Young's Don't Be Denied that just floored me. I wasn't really familiar with that song, but gone back to it several times. It's really great. So if you haven't checked that out, check out Stroke Manor by the Minus Five. The other record I want to mention that was, I'm not sure on my actual list, I think it might have been number two, but it's near the top, was a Mercury Rev record, and it was a cover of an album by Bobby Gentry called The Delta Suite. And just a little historical background here, Bobby Gentry, of course, had a huge hit with the song Ode to Billy Joe, which, you know, lives on today. They even, like, made a movie based on that song, and the single wasn't only huge, the album ended up becoming the number one album based on the success of that song. And, you know, with that success, Bobby probably thought she could go into the studio and do what she wanted to do and experiment a little bit. And she did that with the Delta Suite. And it's really this beautiful record with strings and really ornate orchestrations and wonderful songs. And Mercury Rev decided to, you know, pretty much cover this record when, God, I can't even remember the name of it. I think it's Jonathan is the singer of Mercury Rev. Yeah. When they decided, he realized that it wouldn't be right for him to sing these songs. So they enlisted various female singers, including Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star and, who else? Nora Jones, Beth Orton, etc. There's a bunch of them there, and it's a really great record. They even toured, they did a limited tour. I saw them, and they didn't have all the other female vocalists, but they just had Beth Orton do the whole record, and it was pretty great. So those are my top two albums of 2019, and I don't think anyone mentioned them. Just wanted to, throw that out there because those are great records. Aside from that, I had a lot of the usual suspects in there, you know, Billie Eilish, Vampire Weekend, Lizzo, Jenny Lewis, I think Gary Clark Jr., etc. But I just wanted to highlight those two. I did hear Patrick shout out to me a while back during the hardcore week in the LA scene, and I'd love to talk about that sometime. Anyway, always great to hear you guys. I've been listening all the time, not every day, but then I catch up on the weekend when I'm walking the dog and cleaning the pool at the mother-in-law's house, and I always think, oh man, I gotta call in, gotta talk about this stuff, and you know, and then usually I don't, but here I am. And a shout out to all the other great year-end lists. While I'm listening, I often pull out my phone and Shazam the songs, and I've used several of those songs that listeners suggested on my playlist for my spin class, so thank you for that, for turning me on to new music. I appreciate that. I'm not sure if all the people in my spin class appreciate it. They probably want to just hear the hits, but hey, man, you got to keep the instructor entertained as well. Anyway, take care, you guys. Keep up the good work. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Craig, for that call. And
it's good.
-5.
Yeah, definitely.
You and I went to see that show, right?
We did.
Yes.
Here in D.C. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I remember all the same things he did. I don't recall a Neil Young song and they covered, but they did cover some other songs, like their own Young Fresh Fellows, like Scott McCoy. But
yeah,
and I would put -5 in my top five. I probably would have put it at 1, but it kept going back to 6 because -5.
Oh, I see.
Bad jokes.
Very good. Okay. So, and you knew the whole story, you know, behind Stroke Manor and
probably
all
because I read his review.
Oh, Craig's. Yeah. So Craig, music journalist, and he lives out in California and so on. Okay. Well, let's hear. He said the song that really touched him from this album is called Top Venom. So let's hear a little bit of that. Stuff
there. It was.
Yeah. And you heard it in Craig telling the story, but the whole idea of being in the hospital recovering from a stroke, a major ailment like that, and then writing music. Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it?
And the forethought of Pete Buck to actually give him an iPod so that it kind of gets his brain rewired again.
Right.
I bet that had a big impact on him.
Yep. And then, you know, back out on the road, and he seemed great. Yeah, wasn't Scott great at
healthy,
the show? Yeah, totally.
Yes.
He was totally the front man, too.
Definitely. You know? Leading the whole thing.
Yeah, yep. It was great. Love that. Okay, so let's just get to one last call here. So Jay Ignacio from Louisville, he emailed and said, "Hi, guys. I thought I sent this, but apparently not. Sorry. Anyway, wanted to share this great song, and here is his recording."
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Jay Ignacio calling from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. 2019 was a year of reflection for me. Sadly, last year my mom passed away. Before then, every year for the last several years. My mom and dad would travel back to the Philippines to join the Easter processions and celebrations. This year, I went back with my family to honor her memory. We visited the churches she once visited and even went to where my parents were married. We also walked the Easter processional route where she had once walked in the past. The song that accompanied me on my journey was Kalachuchi by the Filipino band Muni Muni. Muni Muni translates loosely to meditate or contemplate, which fits their Fleet Foxy indie folk vibe. Kalachuchi is the Filipino name of a flowering type of plant or tree, also known as a frangipani. The song is in Tagalog, but you don't have to understand it to appreciate its beauty and melancholy. The music and lyrics are simple and hypnotic and float on a fluffy flute medley. The video version shows a girl getting lost in the song and dancing in the streets of a typical Filipino neighborhood, which is how I feel when I listen to this song. Kalachuchi, white and yellow, because of the heat, they come back to life. Rest in peace, Mom.
Thank you for that, Jay.
Thank you very much for that, Jay. And sorry to hear about the pain you had in 2019, but hopefully music helped you heal, and it sounds like it did a little bit.
Sounded like it, yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're going to play out with the Mercury Rev cover of Bobby Gentry stuff. I think we'll do the song that features Beth Orton, since he mentioned Beth Orton cool. went on the tour and all of that. Again, if anyone would like to contact the show, converse with us, you can call 612-440-1984. And just leave a message there. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. All these people emailed us recordings of their voices rather than call the line. This is becoming a thing now. I think people like the control of being able to just record themselves. Yeah.
And you get the ability to do it over and over.
That's right.
Unlike me, who decides to call in and ad hoc, and then he has his wife telling him he's rambling and to hang up the phone.
Yeah.
So, but make sure you leave your name or tell us who you are when you actually do call in.
That's a good idea too. It sounds like you learned a lesson there.
I did.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So everyone should go back and listen to that call if you haven't listened to it already. Find the episode with Sago.
It was.
And that's Kevin's call. All right. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those have the handle of Suburbs Pod. And also visit our website, suburbspod.com. And I forgot to mention, come see our live event Wednesday, March 4th at Jam and Java. We're going to be talking about The Who on stage in front of live audience, and we're going to have listener participation, audience participation. So if people come in and they want to talk about their favorite Who song, they can get on the podcast that way. We're going to have some fun and games and giveaways and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a good time.
Bring some friends. And that sounds
please
great.
Please do. Yep. Please do. People love The Who, don't they?
Definitely.
All right.
Good choice. Yep.
So that's at Jam and Java Wednesday, March 4th, and the details are at jamandjava.com. Jam and Java being in Vienna, Virginia, in Northern Virginia, suburbs of Washington, D.C. So go to jamandjava.com or go to suburbspod.com. We'll have the info there, too. All right, let's get out of here. This is Mercury Rev covering Bobby Gentry. The song is called Courtyard, and it features Beth Orton on vocals. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jib Lenehan.
Kevin Goth.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Said he'd build me a courtyard. whenever he could. In the corner, a tall tree so shady and cool. And where my
I have a kind of a rule for myself when it comes to country music is that it must sound like country music.
Right.